If you're purchasing a new home or refinancing your existing home, then you need to call Team Hochberg, your trusted local lender, 855-563-2843, or visit 56david.com. Atlantic Coast Mortgage, Equal Housing Lender, NMLS 643-114.
Sunday morning, WGN. Get into a little food time action here today. One of our regular features, Chicago Radio's original cooking and dining show, the award-winning All Things Edible program, heard every Sunday, more or less at this time. And I thought today, with the nice weather that we've been having, isn't everybody eating outside? If you can find an alfresco restaurant right now, what a treat that is around the Chicago area. Our guest is Caroline Potter, who's the Chief Dining Officer. I love that title, at Open Table. Caroline, nice to have you with us. Thank you for Caroline, not on the line yet? Okay, we're waiting for Caroline. She will be joining us on the phone line in just a moment. Open Table has put together a list of the 100 best alfresco dining places in Chicago. So in other words, best places to eat outside, best restaurants, you know, with outdoor eating on the outside. And there are restaurants literally from all over the United States. In the Chicago area, interestingly, the one that is pointed out is the Homestead restaurant, Homestead on the Roof on Chicago Avenue. Caroline, nice to have you with us here. Hello there.
Hello. Thanks for having me.
So how did you determine this list? Please tell me that you went to all 100, including Hawaii, from East Coast to West Coast and every place else.
Oh, don't I wish. The list is created based on verified diner reviews from Open Table. So every time you dine out at a restaurant and make a reservation on Open Table, after you dine out, we send you a dining feedback form, and you fill that out, and you review the restaurant. And in that form, there's an opportunity to call out special features on each restaurant. So it could be notable wine list, or in this case, we looked at restaurants that were tagged for outdoor dining as a special feature. And then from all of those reviews, 5 million, we looked back at over the course of a year, and we looked at also restaurant quality, and then this is the list that was generated out of all of those reviews.
These are really interesting lists, a list generated by the public as opposed to critics, because even as a critic myself, I've long said that I think that we can offer jaded views on things, that you get a much more interesting point of view when you include as many opinions as possible. And it sounds like that's what you've done with this.
Absolutely. And the thing, you know, I think what makes this list really powerful and strong is that you have to have made and honored the reservation. So it's really generated from people who have actually dined at the restaurant. There are other review sites out there where they don't know if you've used a business or dined at a restaurant. So anybody can go and review it. So this is really based on people's actual experiences at the restaurant.
Yeah. So what of the one that made the national list, Homestead on the Roof, 1924 West Chicago Avenue, any comments, anything special that you determined from that?
Well, I mean, it's a great restaurant. It's a farm-to-table restaurant, almost literally, right? They have a 1,000-square-foot organic rooftop garden. So they take their sourcing really seriously, and diners can actually see that, you know, garden from the outdoor roof dining area. And they have a James Beard Award I think he was nominated their pastry chef. And I think there's also a fireplace up there. So, you know, it's a pretty special place, and we weren't at all surprised that Homestead was on the list.
Yeah, and if you want to take a look at the full national list, if you go to opentable.com, you can find it there. You know, if you're traveling around the country and you want to look for different restaurants. But I want to focus in a little bit on some of the other Chicago restaurants. While they didn't make the national list, these are other restaurants in the Chicago and Chicagoland area that I guess we might call honorable mention, right?
Well, I mean, so on Open Table, on our Chicago metro area, we do actually have a list of more than 200. I think it's about 248 restaurants in Chicago and the outlying areas that offer outdoor dining experiences. And you can find some really interesting details on there. And what I love about, you know, going through that and looking at all of the restaurants on there, there's such a diversity of outdoor dining experiences. There's, you know, places that offer sidewalk dining or rooftop dining or patios or courtyards and beer gardens. Or there's also, you know, one of my favorites is kind of like the hidden gardens for when you locals need sort of respite from the busy city and you just kind of want to unplug for a little bit. So there's lots of that. And there's also, you can find all these different features that restaurants provide in their outdoor dining experiences. So, you know, they'll talk about, you know, if they have heat lamps or lighting or fireplaces and fire pits and umbrellas or herb gardens and flowers or lake views and city views. And obviously the goal too of all of these is that they want to offer you an opportunity to soak up some sun or at least look up at the stars.
Yeah, and the other thing that I like about the list, all those things that you just mentioned, but this is one of the most diverse lists in terms of city to suburban ratio. Often these lists are compiled by dining editors who live in the city. They live downtown. They, you know, don't really travel too far out of the downtown area or the near north side of Chicago. As you know, so only a certain region normally gets featured because you have actual diners doing this. It's represented not only the downtown area and the typical kind of dining areas, but, you know, some of the restaurants on the list, for example, Cooper's Hawk Winery in South Barrington, you know, that you rarely hear about restaurants in that area. Frankie's Restaurante in Tinley Park. You rarely ever hear about anything ever south side or south suburban. The Turfroom in Aurora,
yeah,
for example. I mean, there's a huge geographical spread here also.
Yeah, I mean, you know, one of the trends that we actually see happening, and we actually talked about it recently pursuant to Boston, is a lot of chefs are really looking at the suburbs as, you know, terrific opportunities to expand their restaurant group and expand the brand and bring those experiences outside the city. I think they're finding it's a little bit easier to open restaurants sometimes in the outlying suburbs, because I think many cities have, you know, a little bit more restrictions and there's more red tape to cut through, and also real estate prices are more expensive. And I think they're also recognizing that, you know, folks who live in the suburbs are foodies too, and they, you know, they want to have these amazing dining experiences. And it also, you know, restaurants help create vibrant communities and attractive communities to people. So I think it's a win when you see restaurants growing into the suburbs.
Yeah, I mean, I'm looking at one on your Chicago area list, Gamba Restaurante in Merrillville, Indiana. You never see anything in Northwest Indiana ever get mentioned on any of the lists. I think that's a very big deal. And also, I think, you know, why a lot of the big restaurants are opening restaurants in the suburbs is, you know, it's an untapped market for them, number one. There is more space, more geography for outdoor dining. Often when you have outdoor dining in the city, you are street side, which is honestly, for me, is a little bit of a pet peeve. I prefer not having dinner outside and having a giant bus roar by my face, you know, while I'm putting a fork in my mouth. I prefer a courtyard. I prefer, you know, outdoor dining, which is, you know, not right on the street like that. You tend to find that a little bit more in the suburbs. Although one of them on your list, Cafe Baba Reba, which is, you know, longstanding tapas restaurant in the Lincoln Park area, North Halsted, mm-hmm. on North Halsted Street. They have a fantastic courtyard. That's one of the nicest outdoor spaces in the Chicago area. So they can be found in the city. But I'm just saying that in the city, as you said, real estate's a little bit tight. So often the outdoor dining areas are also a little bit tight.
Absolutely. I mean, you know, I think you know, for what, you know, we think of, when we think about outdoor dining, we think about summer and we think about travel and, you know, these, all of these lists and all of these, you know, pages that we have really connect people because, you know, people who live in Chicago, they're not just spending their summer in the city all the time. So that, you know, they're going out and then obviously visitors to Chicago, I think, you know, all of these outdoor dining places offer people a way to just really like soak up the scenery of the city. They're all pretty great for either people watching. If you're street side, they're great for soaking up the architecture or these, you know, great river views or Millennium Park views. So I think it's, you know, outdoor dining is just a terrific way to kind of experience the city in, you know, a very delicious way and also kind of a brief way and sort of pique your interest about other places, you know, other sites around the city.
Yeah, well, you know, the you're probably seeing this as a trend around the country as well. It certainly is happening here in Chicago of rooftop dining. There's a new hotel that's just opened, actually about two blocks away from our studios here on Michigan Avenue at the London House Hotel that has one of the most unbelievable rooftop dining experiences that you'll find in the city. That's popping up. Seems like that's popping up everywhere right now.
It's like untapped real estate in a way, right? If you have a roof, restaurants are put, you know, they're installing gardens. They're, putting, you know, eating areas in there. There's also like Deca at the Ritz-Carlton has a rooftop experience. It's Bellini at Blue Aqua. I think they have outdoor seating with like heaters and they'll even provide you with blankets on cool nights, which I think is really cool. And another one that really I thought was stunning is Volo because they have a year-round outdoor dining experience and the patio is heated and they've got these really cool cedar cabanas. And I think there's even like a farmhouse at the restaurant. So, we found that one really neat. And I think there is also Shanghai Terrace.
Oh, yeah.
Which is so elegant. That offers these just, you know, incredible views of the city as well.
Yeah, up and down Michigan Avenue. Yeah, they're at the Peninsula Hotel, also just a few blocks away from where we are. And that's a magnificent view of the Magnificent Mile,
You've got the Chicago River, right? Everybody, you know, riverfront dining is pretty amazing. And you've got River Roast, and then there's Harry Carey's, which, you know, it offers, you know, sort of that river experience as well. And I hear that's actually amazing to watch the fireworks from. So I'm imagining that's a hot ticket.
The river places the river places are pretty amazing. There's a steakhouse called Chicago Cut Steakhouse that has one of the most magnificent views that's right on the river. I want to say at LaSalle. It's amazing. I mean, it's a steakhouse, so, you know, it's a little bit on the pricey side, but here in Chicago, they are rebuilding the entire, along the river, they're building a river walk with little restaurants and bars and places, and that's the new place to go in downtown Chicago right now, is to go up and down the river walk and enjoy dining, and you sit, literally, you are sitting on the banks of the river, you know, enjoying the beautiful skyline.
Yeah, and speaking of which, too, we had, I think in 2015 on our top 100, we had Bridge House Tavern, which has, you know, terrific riverfront seating as well. Is actually hoping that they were going to make the list again this year because it's a great visual experience when we look at photos of it.
Yeah, all of that, you know, and some great suburban locations. I'm looking at the national list right now. It looks to be in alphabetical order. Is there a number one place, you know, someplace in America, an outdoor place that you must go?
We did not rank them, but I can tell you, I mean, for me, one of the restaurants that continually makes this list is Ulu Ocean Grill and Sushi Lounge in Hawaii. And the photographs there are just completely stunning. It's literally beachfront dining in Hawaii. And they just do this beautiful job on, lighting the restaurant, whether it's day or night, and you know, the sunset is spectacular. So there, you know, it's, again, the list isn't ranked, but I can tell you that Ulu not only makes this list, but they also make, I think, it's our most like scenic view restaurant.
And where in Hawaii is this?
This is Ulu is in, I'm going to botch the name, but Kapolehu.
I'm going to head to O'Hare Airport right after the show.
And, okay.
I'm going to get on a plane, and we'll all meet there for some tropical drinks later on.
That sounds terrific. You know, that's what, you know, these lists are made for, to just help you as you travel along your adventures this summer.
Sure. If you do any traveling, these are fun lists to have. Caroline Potter is with OpenTable.com. And if you want to get some more information, you can check out OpenTable.com. Caroline, have a great Sunday. Thank you for joining us. I hope you have some wonderful outdoor dining today.
Yes, you too. Enjoy.